With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A Democrat New York judge orders President Trump and his companies to pay $355 million in penalties. The judge said Mr. Trump inflated his wealth. The former president says the banks were not defrauded.
It's a ridiculous award. Listen, a fine of $355 million for doing a perfect job, for having paid back a loan with no defaults, with no problems.
The judge also said Trump could not serve as an officer or a director for any New York company for 3 years. This will be appealed. Also at SRNnews.com, two juveniles are charged in connection with the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Police say the juveniles are being held at a juvenile detention center on gun-related and resisting arrest charges. Japan successfully launches its new flagship rocket.
The H-3 lifted off from southwestern Japan earlier today and successfully reached the planned trajectory in a key second test flight a year after its failed debut launch. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency says the rocket's initial flight has been smooth as planned. JAXA, as it's called, and its main contractor, Mitsubishi Heavy Industries, have been developing H-3 as a successor to its current mainstay, the H-2A. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
The U.S. Navy in San Diego will create a second unmanned surface vessel squadron. The commander of the Pacific Fleet said the decision reflects the service's rapidly growing interest in ghost ships. The new squadron will develop small-scale drones known as unmanned surface vessels for surveillance and reconnaissance. The Navy says some of the new small USVs will be roughly the size of a sports car. The next crewed rocket launch from Florida's Space Coast is set for next month. NASA says three astronauts and a cosmonaut will start their trip to the International Space Station on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket March 1st. This is SRN News. A Michigan church prepares for a big challenge.
Members of Northridge Church's Plymouth and Brighton campuses will come together Thursday, February 29th, and for 3 days will pack meals for poor kids around the globe. The goal is to get to 1 million meals, done by 5 p.m. Saturday, March 2nd. Northridge is taking on the challenge in connection with the ministry Feed My Starving Children, which will dispense the food where it's most needed. The church says it will gather hundreds of volunteers to do the work. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Turkish government will no longer send imams to work in mosques across Germany. The decades-old practice had come under intense criticism in recent years as German authorities accused Turkish imams of abusing their positions to promote support for Turkey's ruling Justice and Development Party. The German government says it has plans to replace the imported imams with clergy trained in Germany. There are about 5 million Muslims in that country. This is SRN News. Well, Thursday was Parental Rights Day in the state of Virginia, and at the state capitol in Richmond, where moms and dads from throughout Virginia demanded that lawmakers respect their constitutional rights to protect their children from harm. Correspondent Anne-Marie Morgan reports.
A new progressive majority has killed bills to require schools to tell parents if their child struggles with gender confusion. Michelle Blair was not told. Her daughter was removed from her and eventually sex trafficked.
Schools have no business making any decisions for our children without our knowledge. None. Our children are being hurt by a social contagion. There are thousands of vulnerable children just like Sage out there.
Advocates also urged passage of a bill to notify parents if their child has a drug overdose at school. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Meta says businesses using iOS versions of its social media apps will now have to pay an extra 30% service charge levied by Apple. More at SRNnews.com.